You see Remy, and you see how kindness is pure weakness. Weakness doesn't bring power. Loyalty brings power. I saw you, Delroy. I saw the kind of player I knew you could be. So I made you. I made you in my own image.
I waited for you. In the dress you brought me. With your favourite Chinese and a bottle of Moe on the table. I waited all night worrying because you're not answering your calls and you don't phone me. Not even a text. You never do that, Delroy. I know who you're with. What's he doing to you?
Who are you playing?
Myself.
Yourself?
That's life. Dion, all right?
She's good.
And you're happy?
Why wouldn't I be?
Because Dion doesn't think you are.
Why?
Because of me.
What?
She thinks I'm pulling the strings. She thinks you're not man enough to make your own decisions. She's my daughter. She can be wild.
Not with me.
It's all right for a woman to be wild, but they need to be responsible with it. And you need to make sure Dion knows that.
She knows that.
No. I don't think she does. She needs to know.
I'm telling you—
Shut up! She needs to know, right? Because if she doesn't, it affects you. It affects your game. You watch how a man plays his game. You soon know what kind of man he is. I see what kind of player you are, watching you with Dion. You play as if losing every piece hurts. You're the kind that feels naked without their lady, their queen. That's what happens when you get too loved up. You forget your game, why you're playing in the first place. You know what you do with players like that? The trick is to threaten to take the queen away. And then he remembers how to play his game. Remembers, this is chess.
From day one, I told you I'd do anything you asked me to. You know that.
Talk's cheap.
So you think you can use Dion to threaten me?
I'll threaten you any fucking time I want! You know what life is? Knowing your place. Playing your part. Me, Dion, you. And your part's to do whatever it takes to protect the king. Because if you forget, I can take away everything I gave you. And that's 100 times more than what your worthless crackhead father ever give you. You and me, Delroy, were the same person. Split. I know you'll do this for Dion. It's time to decide. Because the king, he needs protection. He needs a problem solving. He needs you to man up and show him how the game should be played.
And when you finally came back, your eyes, that's what I loved about them, the way they were always smiling. But when I gazed into them, there were just these two black holes dug out of your face. I waited for the smile to come back. But instead came the nightmares.
Yeah! He was lying next to me.
Who are you talking about?
In the bed. It was him because he had this deep scar in his cheek. And he had a hole in his head. You could look straight through the hole and see the other side of the room. But that weren't what froze me. It was his smile.
Who is it?
No one. Then he lifted up his hand. He made a fist. And he punched me. My chest just caved in. I could feel his fingers twisting inside me, squeezing my bones and guts. And he suddenly wrenched his hand out of my chest and held it up.
Delroy, it can't be nothing. What's haunting
me? His hand was throbbing. And he opened it up and showed me what was in it. It was my heart. Beating in his hand so loud my ears hurt. But it weren't that that froze me. It was his smile.
His dad!
What?
What's he done to you?
What are you chatting about?
I know you're like his son. I know you want that after what happened to your dad, but—
Don't bring my dad in here! He weren't no man. A man's got to be who he wants to be. You aim high. You always stay in the gutter staring up.
Remember what I said. Dad, he's watching you, planning for you.
I ain't part of no one's plan.
Yeah, you are. So am I.
What are you making him sound like? Man gave you everything.
Including you.
You're sick.
We don't have to be part of anyone's plan. Just ours. You, me, and the little man here.
What?
I'm 6 weeks gone, Delroy.
You're trying to fuck up my plans. Is that it? You're trying to fuck up my plans.
Stay with me.